The story of Jesus' transfiguration is a strange story. The disciples with Jesus become so very confused. Matthew portrays Peter's attempt to respond to what's happening as remarkably inappropriate. Peter wants to construct booths to somehow contain or to frame the experience, and immediately he's cut off by the voice from heaven. So what does it all mean? What does it mean for Jesus to be transfigured? And why should that bring on such fear and confusion among the disciples? What's actually being said here in the gospel? Biblical scholars tell us Matthew is trying to convey an experience the disciples had on the mountain. In it, they gained deep insight into Jesus's true self. But that movement toward insight was frightening for them. Frightening because to get to Jesus's depth and truth, the disciples had to move beyond all the surface stuff about Jesus that had become so familiar to them and so important to them. Now that should not surprise us. We know that coming to know another person as that person truly is, that does require real self-denial on our part. We have to give up our favorite expectations of that person and our quick projections onto that person. And when that person is Jesus, then a particular kind of self-denial is required. It's what biblical and spiritual writers call entering into the cloud of unknowing. The cloud of unknown. Just as we see in the gospel scene. There, in the cloud of unknowing, the disciples learn by unlearning. They know by unknowing. And what that means in the transfiguration is that the disciples in the cloud come into the presence of Jesus's depth. They hear, "Jesus is my beloved Son." They learn in Jesus what it means to be a child of God. And in the cloud, they are told to listen and to learn from Jesus what I, God, am like. And there begins a frightening task for the disciples, but also for us as well. There begins our deep self-denial. Because if Jesus is the true face of God, then we must unlearn much that we have come to hold dear and sacred. And that's a fearful thing. It's a fearful thing to call our basic certainties into question. It's a fearful thing to unknow the God we think we know. In Jesus, we unlearn our images of divine power. We learn wielding divine power means becoming vulnerable. It means becoming hurtable. It means turning the other cheek. It means, in the perception of many, becoming weak. In Jesus, we unlearn our images of God's own majesty, seeing God high above us on some heavenly throne. And we learn God's humility, God's passionate need to be here with us, to be here in us, and to be here among us. We learn God does not know how to lord it over us from on high. And in Jesus, we unlearn God's avenging justice. We learn God's justice does not retaliate, but forgives. It does good to and even dies for the one who offends. We learn that in God, justice and mercy meet. In Jesus, we see the Father as the Father truly is, and we unlearn the many false faces that we have given to God. On our journey in Lent, we must accompany Jesus up the mountain. We must enter the cloud of unknowing. We need to become confused. We need to become uprooted from our familiar and our false images of God. We need to become unsure, undone. As always, Jesus will accompany us and encourage us. He will tell us, "Do not be afraid. I am with you, and I am with you always."